President Mahama has ended his two-day accounting to the people tour of the Upper East region with a sword-cutting ceremony for work to start on the Chuchuliga-Sandima-Wesi-Nakong Road. The president also inaugurated a water system project for the people of Navrongo and surrounding towns. Pascalina Darivo has sent this report.
President Mahama's two-day accounting to the people tour of the Upper East region saw him inaugurate very crucial projects for the people. He cut sword for work to start on the 211-kilometer Boga-Boku Road. The road, which links Bogatanga to Togo and Burkina Faso, is riddled with potholes, having adverse effects on trade. President Mahama also inaugurated an expanded water project for Boku and other towns which are water-starved, and also cut sword for a 3,000-hectare irrigation dam project which has been on the drawing board since the 1970s. President Mahama's last day in the region saw another sword-cutting ceremony for work to start on the Chuchuliga-Sandima-Wesi-Nakong Road.
The rehabilitation of the Chuchuliga-Sandima-Wiaga-Wiesi Road, and also the rehabilitation of the Navrongo-Chuchuliga-Tumu Road. These are two important roads that have been neglected for a very long time. And so I'm very happy that work is commencing. The contractor has mobilized, he's on site. And as you can see, he started clearing the road already. The funding is available, and so there's not going to be any delay. The contractor is going to continue working, and he'll be paid as and when he raises his certificate. So if the contractor is not working, it's not because we haven't paid him. You have to hold him and deal with him.
President Mahama also spoke on why the need to embark on the nationwide tour after his first term as president.
In the past 3.5 years since I was sworn in, one of the pillars of our manifesto, that is pillar 4, is accountable and transparent governance. And so I thought it my duty to go around the country and account to the people what we have been doing with their mandate this last 3.5 years. And over the last 3.5 years, the areas that we have focused on include water, extension of electricity, education, healthcare, and roads. And if you take these 5 areas, you would notice that massive development has taken place across the country. But it's not only in the area of social economic infrastructure. We have also been investing in the area of job creation. And so for the first time in the history of this country, we gave the pharmaceutical industries 51 million Ghana cedis to expand their production processes so that they can employ more people. Many of the industries that Dr. Kwame Nkrumah built that were neglected, we are restoring them one by one. We also have started a youth employment agency, and it is recruiting. And so you see some of the community security police, they call them Mahama police, in the light blue uniform. One of the good things about the youth employment agency is 50 cedis of their remuneration is being put in a provident fund. And it will be put in a provident fund, high interest yielding, for 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, they'll be giving that money as a lump sum, which they can use as capital to start a business of their own. And so there are very good programs that are available, and I urge you all to take advantage of them.
Later, the president joined the chiefs and people of Navrongo to inaugurate a water system. The project comes as a great source of joy as the facility is extended to communities even beyond Navrongo. The water project by the government of Ghana under the urban water system is financed by the World Bank. The Navrongo township has also benefited from standpipes, boreholes, and water reservoirs.
And it is our intention to achieve universal water coverage by the year 2020. This shows equity and points to the NDC government's social democratic credentials. We are even-handed and equitable when it comes to distribution of the national cake. Our government has shown the commitment to go to any length to ensure that all our citizens get this very important resource, water. And by end of 2016, government would have achieved its target of having increased access to water in Ghana by 109.7 million gallons per day. And this water is reaching 7 million more Ghanaians.